time to tell the neighbors the Charlie Evers Show is on. It's time that you can listen to eras long bygone. So email all your loved ones or call them on your phone and tell them Charlie Evers is on. It may be terminal wrinkles, it may be Hillary's hair, it may be on top of the courthouse, you bet old Charlie's there. You may be invited to dinner, but tell them you can't come. The Charlie Evers is on.
Okay, and it's kind of a cool morning. It is a little bit cooler earlier, and it's going to warm up today. You know, down in Nashville, Tennessee, they're expecting a high, I believe, or maybe they had it already yesterday, of 71 degrees, which broke all records. 71 in Nashville, Tennessee. Wow. What are we going to get up to here? The trouble is when you get up to a comfortable feeling and it reminds you of spring, then all of a sudden, of course, being winter, we switch back to the snowy, cold type of atmosphere. Oh, but that's the way it is. It's been that way every year. I've got records. Someday, I'll have to bring in my record of 1978, and the weather prior to the Great Blizzard and my readings from the Great Blizzard. It might surprise you, there wasn't all that much snow that I recorded because it all blew away in the huge drifts that they had to bring, the state plows and the army plows and oh my goodness. But anyhow, how are you all doing today? Hopefully y'all feel good. Yeah, that's going some. I was in the Meijer store yesterday, and I noted that there's one long aisle with nothing but cold medicine. And, oh my goodness, which is a good indication that people are suffering from colds, the flu, and what have you. And they've got the supplies, whether they work or not, I don't know. But they're all there. Oh, my goodness. One long row of medicines for what ails you. 7403-399-44 is our number to call today in case I bet you're like me. I sometimes wake up at night during the night thinking, 7403-399-44. Oh, my. But, one time someone said, well, you give your call letter so often. If you look, and some of you have never listened, 650 on the AM dial is WSM in Nashville, Tennessee. And after every record they play, they give their call letters and a phrase concerning WSM. You know, like we service the world by, on 50,000 watts or the internet or both. So every station or most stations do repeat their call letters, their frequency, and some of them the time after every record. But we don't play records here, so whatever. Now, I've got to give away today, and I'll do it a little bit different than yesterday, since I only have one admission to give away here for the Daytona 500 NASCAR Ridgedale Lions Club Dinner and Auction, which will be held Saturday, February 15th. Doors open at 4, dinner at 5, and this is a ticket to get in and get that dinner. And then you can do whatever you like to during that. They have an auction. You'll be able to bid on things. But this will get you in the door and get you a dinner. Doors open at 4, dinner at 5. And chicken dinner will be prepared by Country Caterers. Soft drinks furnished. All right. So when I get a correct answer, I'll put your name down. And then before I leave at noon, I'll draw one name. We'll see how it goes. My first question today should be interesting, and I doubt if any of you, unless you really think about it, will know. There is a dog food on the market today that's named Alpo, A-L-P-O. Now, I want you to tell me, how did Alpo get its name? Now, it got its name from a city, from where it was manufactured. I don't know if they still make it there or not. But that's the origin of its name, the city it was born in, you might say. 7403-39944. Alpo Dog Food. Where did it get its title? From what city did it get its title? And the city is still there. But I'm not sure whether that particular brand of dog food is still made in that city. Now, I've been in that city numerous times. It's in, well, yeah, it's in Pennsylvania. I'll give you that hint. 7403-39944. What's the name of the dog food? You'll see it everywhere, too. Well, it's Alpo, but how did it get its name? From what city did Alpo Dog Food get its name? Now, I've got another question that might be a little bit easier. Where did the dog food kennel ration get its name? Kennel, K-E-N-L-R-A-T-I-O-N, kennel ration. The kennel stands for a dog kennel, doesn't it? Oh, here's a caller. Yeah, let me see who's there. Good morning, caller.
Would that be Punxsutawney?
No, it wasn't Punxsutawney. That's a good guess, but it was quite a distance from Punxsutawney. Thanks.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Yeah, well, that's what I like. Yeah. Yeah, it didn't start with the letter P. It started with the letter A, really. Oh, and you find it in the stores all over the place, Alpo dog food. But if you look on where it was manufactured, it might not say or give that particular town. Now, I'm sure somebody listening is feeding Alpo dog food in their house, and you look on the bag and see what it says. But I don't believe, and I'm not sure, that it tells you what town it originated from. And I've been in that town many times. Yeah, there's a quite an entertainment center around that town. 7403-39944. And if you give me the correct answer, I'll write your name down and then make a drawing for this ticket to the Bridgedale Lions Club Dinner and Auction February 15th. That will get you the dinner, get you the entrance and the dinner. Oh, they're going to have a big time. They've had this every year for years. And this ticket is worth $10. And there will be an evening of fun. You'll be able to buy auction items. And let me see. Live auction of 1/24th scale NASCAR collector's die-cast cars. If you are the top bidder for a car in the live auction, that would be your car on the February 16th Daytona 500. All right. Big time. Yes, you remember over the years, my goodness, Ruth has talked so much about the Ridgedale Lions Club and the fact that they've got, great. Okay. And the Ridgedale Lions Club has been doing this for years. And there's, like I say, if I get the correct answer, I'll write your name down and do a drawing about 11:55 this morning. Okay. Okay, what else do I have I could ask you today? But I thought I'd come up with this dog food because it's a little harder, perhaps. And I don't know for sure whether it gives the correct town of manufacture on the dog food bag. You might check that out. But it got its name from the town it was born in, you might say, or where it was invented. It may still have, you know, that town in the title. But, yeah, Alpo, A-L-P-O. Where did it originate? It originated in a town that has part of the name Alpo. Figure that one out. Yeah. And can you tell me, too, let's see, what else would be a good one here? Yeah. What? There's a street in Marion named after a brand of clothing. A street in Marion named after a brand of clothing. Now, it is sold in one or two stores in Marion. 7403-399-44. Give me a buzz, and I'll get you registered if you have the correct answer. And then we'll make the big drawing at noon or 11:55 for that ticket to the Ridgedale Lions Club Daytona 500 NASCAR dinner and auction Saturday, February 15th. Doors open at 4, dinner at 5, and it sounds good to me. Country Caterers is going to be the server of the... Now, the Country Caterers, is that Rob Lill's outfit, Country Caterers? I don't know for sure. I think it might be. It's pretty well known, Country Caterers. They serve good food. Okay. Let me see what else here that I can ask you. A city or a street in Marion named after an item of a brand of clothing. Boy, that's a toughie. Oh, here. This might be the answer. Okay, go ahead, caller.
Yeah, would the town for Alpo be Minneapolis?
The what now? Alpo's town?
Yeah, would that be Minneapolis?
No, it was in Pennsylvania.
Oh, it was in Pennsylvania?
Yeah.
Well, that would kind of eliminate Minneapolis.
It sure would. In several ways.
Yeah, I was just thinking that Alpo is part of Minneapolis, so,
yeah.
You know, in the name. So.
Yeah, well, look at some of the cities in... about mid part of Pennsylvania.
Yeah, I think I probably didn't hear that part because I just got back to the car and turned the radio on, so I might have missed that part that was in Pennsylvania.
Yeah, I don't think I mentioned Pennsylvania before, but...
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, well,
okay, Harold.
Keep looking. Thank
All right,
you.
Okay. Yeah, the town in Pennsylvania. The origin of Alpo dog food. I don't think we've ever given Alpo dog food to our dogs. The other day, we have a dog by the name of Trixie. Oh, it's a wonderful dog. So friendly, and it really is a hunter-type dog. It's a combination of two different breeds, and it's a long dog. You know, it's not a Weimaraner or whatever. It could leap off our back porch in one bound and leap back up in one jump. But the other night, it got a notion. It wanted to get out of our fence, and it did. And we thought, oh, no. Now what do we do? Well, we called my son-in-law, and he was on the way to look for it. And about that time... my wife saw its eyes peering around the edge of the barn, and sure enough, that was Trixie. She hadn't really gone far, and when called, you know, didn't run away. But anyhow, it's the dog that we got from the a Marion County dog pound. And that was certainly one of the best dogs you could ever find. And their service out there is so great, too. Okay, but where did Alpo originate? What city in Pennsylvania? And now, let me, I'm trying to think. This city in Pennsylvania has a, what do you call it? It's where they race bicycles. A velodrome or velodrome? Yeah, I think it's a velodrome. Just on the outside of this town. And we've been there and watched them practicing bicycling and racing round the big oval. It's, yeah, velodrome. Yeah, you might look up all the velodromes in the United States. There aren't that many. And it might list the town of origin of Alpo dog food. Okay. Incidentally, here lately I've had a problem with my eyes. Either watering and no place for the water to go, or the itching. And so I had been using these things. You twist the top
Charlie,
off.
Charlie, rumor has it, 1 year Buckeye Chuck died the morning of Groundhog Day and you passed off a stuffed groundhog to the audience.
Well, yes, that did happen.
Did the crowd notice?
Well, not really. I just told the crowd he was scared to death of the audience, and they didn't know how true that was.
Honesty is always the best policy. WWGH Radio, 107.1 FM. Don't miss it.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the Lingo.
GOAT. G-O-A-T. Acronym. Stands for greatest of all time, as in spaghetti sandwiches for dinner. They're my fave. Dad, you're the GOAT.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
Okay, we're back once again, and how about another hint on this dog food? The Alpo dog food. Okay, it's manufactured, or was, it originated not too far away from the town where they manufacture Peeps by the millions. Peeps by the millions. And it's, you know, fairly close to that town. Peeps are manufactured in Bethlehem, Pennsylvania, by the ton, tons. And they're always coming up with something new. But that company that makes Peeps also makes some other brands of candy. And it's not too far from the town where Alpo dog food originated. In fact, if you the name Alpo stands for the name of the town and its post office. 7403-39944. It's a toughie today, but I like the toughies. Makes you get out and think and look up. Okay. You look, get out your road map and look for the town that makes Peeps, Bethlehem, Pennsylvania. And scroll around and you'll find where Alpo got its name. 10:32 is the time right now, and how are you? What are you going to do this weekend? This weekend, is there anything going on? I can't think of anything. It's going to be kind of just a so-so weekend. Not in the middle, but close to the middle of January. Friday is the 10th, and then Sunday is the 12th, yeah. Almost the middle of January. And it can't go too fast. Oh, my. Oh, yes. So, anyhow, how are you all doing? Oh, I was going to tell you, too. I've had this problem, kind of a dry eye thing, where the fluid in my eyes wasn't draining through the ear, the eye, what do you call it, the eye duct. And anyhow, so I've been using these things to twist the top off, and squirt in your eye, they are, oh boy, I think they're $9 a box if you buy three. So I looked at some other things, and I found one that says eye relief for dry eyes. So we bought that. And you know, it works. And it's not as expensive, even though, now get this, the ingredients in this eye relief from Bausch & Lomb contains the same ingredients as the more expensive things you twist the top off and squeeze into your eye. But you see, there's a lot of that. There's a lot of, you know, extra strength aspirin, which contains really the same ingredients as regular aspirin, only more so. And this is a case, too, where this stuff is actually working. And it contains ethylene glycol for one and glycerin for another ingredient. And apparently it works. I'm glad of that. Oh, boy. Do any of you have itchy eyes and watering eyes? Yeah, boy. Well, anyhow, let's move on. Where did Alpo dog food get its name? I can see you, you know, trying to look this up, and that's fun. It's a fun morning. Alpo dog food. And you haven't even told me yet, too, and I'll get you registered if you can tell me where kennel ration dog food originated. Kennel ration dog food. Where was it made? 7403, and do I need to give you our phone number? Where was kennel ration dog food made? And where did Alpo originate? One's in Ohio, one's in Pennsylvania. Okay. Oh, I got some other questions here that might be easier, but... oh, yes, the street in Marion named after a brand of clothing. Yes, and there's at least two places in Marion where you can buy this clothing. Now, some of this clothing may be look-alike, but it may be made elsewhere or whatever. But there's a street in Marion named after this general variety of clothing, which comes in, you can buy the pants, the jacket, and other parts of, you know, this clothing, sweaters and stuff. But there's a street in Marion with the same name. Yeah, okay. Boy, are you all busy? Yesterday, I thought maybe we weren't getting enough calls because the president was on the air. But today, these questions just must be hard ones. Kennel ration dog food originated where? Alpo dog food got its name from the town it was invented in. And there's a street in Marion, the same name as a brand of clothing. Now, this brand of clothing isn't, you know, like a standard, like dress-up clothing. It's more like work clothing. That ought to give you a huge hint. More like work clothing. And I can remember I bought my wife a pair of coveralls of that brand years ago, and I don't think she ever wore it. Okay, caller, go ahead.
Would that be Carhartt?
Yes, it's Carhartt.
Oh,
hey,
fine. No, I don't need anything.
Oh, okay.
I just want to show you how smart I am.
Yeah, well, you're pretty smart.
Thank you.
Okay,
bye.
Okay, yeah, Carhartt Street. Yes. Okay, cross that one off. Carhartt Street in Marion. Carhartt coveralls and, you know, the pants and the shirt and everything else. And they make, I bought my wife a pair of coveralls years ago because she was working in the barn all the time with the animals. And I thought that would be good, but I don't know if she ever wore them because they're small. Oh, here's a caller. Okay, caller, go ahead.
How about Altoona for Alpo?
No, that would make sense, but it's not Altoona.
Okay, thanks.
Yeah, Altoona is in another, would be east, quite a ways east of this town, I'm trying to come up with. Okay. All right. Carhartt Straighten, Carhartt Clothing. Yeah, a lot of people listening probably have some Carhartt. Okay, let me see what else I can tease you with. Alpo dog food and kennel ration dog food. Where did kennel ration originate, or where was it made? And how did Alpo get its name? Okay, what else can I get you with here? Let me see. Oh, yeah. Now, here's an easy one. There is a flower with the name of a country. A flower. Yeah, a beautiful flower. And it, this type of flower comes with the name of a country. Let's see. Yeah, name the flower that comes from a country that got its name there and is produced by the billions in one particular country. What would that flower be? There's a lot of these flowers that pop up around this area in the springtime. It takes a little while for the ground to thaw and this flower pop up, but it does, and it's so beautiful. Okay, what country am I talking about is noted for this particular flower? Of course, I could say United States is also known for this flower. But millions of these flowers are grown in another country and are sold every day. Now, what country would that be? 740-383-9944. In fact, there's a city in Michigan with the same name. And now that is interesting because I got acquainted with the people from this town in Pennsylvania, and I told them I'm a shingle maker, a German shingle maker, and I dress in German workers' clothing to do this. And she said, really? And the next thing I know, I get a phone call from this town in Michigan, not the particular one I'm talking about, but a call from Michigan said, hey. Okay, caller, go ahead.
It's Holland.
Holland? Yeah, that's the name. Yeah, Holland for tulips.
That's right.
Yeah, okay, let me write your name down. What is it?
I don't need a
Oh, you don't? Okay.
No, I appreciate it, though, Charlie.
All right, thank you. Okay, Holland, yes. They grow tulips by the millions and billions in Holland. In fact, if you watched on television, you've seen the auction that takes place, I think it's every day, the auction of tulips and other flowers that are grown by the millions in Holland, in the gardens of Holland. And they're shipped over here, and a lot of different countries, too, have them. In fact, it's possible, if you walk in a flower shop, you might smell something, and you're smelling a tulip that was grown in Holland. Yeah. Okay, back to our dog food. Where did Alpo dog food originate? I've given you some hints. That the town that makes Peeps, not far away. And south of this town, they have a velodrome. Is that right? Where they practice bicycle racing. It's a banked, it's really neat. It's a banked track, and it's an oval shape. And these guys get on there and they go up, climb up the steep embankment even. You know, round and around they go. Velodrome. That's not velodrama. Velodrome. Okay. And it's south of this town that makes, or that where Alpo was invented. Okay, it's 10:42 already. Boy, we're moving right along here without much luck. Or where was kennel ration dog food made? Yeah. And Alpo dog food, where did it originate? Now, I can't say this kennel ration originated, I can't tell you the name of the town it originated in, but it perhaps was only made in one town. I bet it was just one town. Yeah, there's a lot of story that goes with that, too. Okay, so we got tulips made, grown in Holland. All right. We've got Carhartt clothing. Got that. And we need Kennel Ration dog food and Alpo dog food. Okay, now here's one. What is the ingredient, or what's the little miniature plant called that grows on tombstones? It has a name, and it's alive. Yeah, it doesn't look like it's alive. And a lot of people have bought special ingredients to scrub their tombstone, but you got to be mighty careful, and it's best that you ask the people at the cemetery if what they would recommend to use to clean your tombstone. You don't want to damage the brilliance of the polished granite, or, you know, especially the black granite. Oh. Scott, do you remember when Hillary Clinton came to Marion in 2016?
Yes, I do. I stood outside of the Harding Hotel in the rain waiting to get an interview that didn't happen.
You know why she chose the Harding Hotel to meet?
No, I don't.
Well, they used to have a hair salon in the lobby, and she could sure use it.
Here we go again. WWGH Radio, 107.1 FM. Don't miss it.
/180/111, and I had a stroke. I couldn't speak. I'd walk.
150/90, and I had a stroke.
This is what high blood pressure sounds like. You might not feel its symptoms, but the results from a stroke are far from silent. Get back on your treatment plan or talk with your doctor to create a plan that works for you. Go to loweryourhbp.org.
Head to toe, everything's changed.
Brought to you by the American Stroke Association, American Medical Association, and the Ad Council.
Okay, we're back on the air. Oops. We had a caller there. Call back, caller. Because when we have a break, I can't talk to you on the air, and that's the main purpose. that's during a break, you know, at 15 after, 10, you know, on the 30 mark and the 45 mark. Okay, give me another buzz, 7403-99-44. Where did Alpo originate? Okay, here we go. Okay, caller, go ahead.
The little plant's called lichens.
Yes, it's called lichens.
Hey, and it normally grows on the north side.
That's right, where it's shady.
And where it's shady.
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, let me put your name down for the drawing.
I don't need the tickets.
Oh, okay.
I just wanted to call in with the name.
Well, that's good. What are you going to do this weekend for fun? Anything?
Well, my grandson plays soccer on Saturday, so we'll go do that.
Okay, where's the soccer game?
It's in a church over on Richland Road.
Oh, okay.
And he's in a league that plays every weekend.
Well, that's interesting. Now, will they play other churches that have soccer?
It's I'm trying to remember the name of the league. There's other teams, but I'm not exactly sure where they all come from.
I was wondering, Dayspring, I think, has a soccer team.
That might be it. Well, no. Dayspring's out on
95. Yeah.
Yeah. This is it Crosswoods?
Yeah.
Possibly?
Okay.
But, nope, that's what they'll be doing.
Very good. Okay.
All righty.
We'll see ya.
Thanks, Charlie.
Okay. Bye. All right. Yeah. Yeah, I it's hard to imagine all the children and parents that are involved in soccer. My, when they have the playing in the soccer fields, oh my goodness, you can hardly get a night crawler in between, just packed full of people. It's good to see. When in the past have we had such great participation among, well, among church leagues. And that's great, because most of them, if not all of them, have a little message that goes along with playing soccer or basketball. I've got my youngest grandson will be playing basketball at Day Spring. He's the one that was in the Palace Theater performance when he sat on the chair while his sister sang, "I'm gonna buy you a box of rocks for Christmas." Yeah, he has a lot of fun, though. He's a fun-loving kid and smart. Of course, all grandparents think their grandchildren are smart, right? Yeah, well, maybe they are. But, he has a lot of fun in life, and that's the main thing. Okay, so lichens, yes, grows on tombstones. But be careful of what you use to take lichens off. You might get some advice on that, unless somebody listening can give me advice on what they use with good results. 740-333-9944. What do you use to take the lichens off of your tombstone? Well, you can't climb out of the ground and clean your tombstone. You have to do it for somebody else. Oh, my. And that's life. But it's all over the place. It's on the Harding Memorial, and it's on the north side of tombstones everywhere. Yeah, the shade is what the lichens like. But now the Harding Memorial is getting to be a little, dirty looking because of all that growth that occurs. And every now and then they have to use a special chemical on the Harding Memorial to make it look like it's brand new again, which is not a bad idea, because a monument like that ought to be kept in perfect condition and for visibility, especially for people visiting Marion. They don't want to walk up and look at a black-colored memorial. But who's in charge, or who would be the experts to clean all that black off the Harding Memorial? Okay, moving right along, we're still back to Alpo dog food. And where did it originate, Alpo dog food? And the funniest thing is, the name ALPO, if you put it all together, stands for the town where it was made. Because the P.O. stands for post office. Yeah, Alpo, A-L-P-O, and the P.O. stands for the post office. And the A.L. stands for the town it originated. Or kennel ration. What is there about kennel ration? What, I'm surprised I haven't got 100 answers on kennel ration dog food. Because, that's been a big part of life in Ohio. And, where. Okay, what else do we have here? I'll register you for the drawing, which I'm going to have around, just a little over an hour from now, that will give you a ticket. This ticket is good for the 18th Annual Ridgedale Lions Club Daytona 500 NASCAR Dinner and Auction. Saturday, Feb 15. Doors open at 4, dinner at 5, auction follows. And you can also buy your, if you want to buy your ticket, you can also do that at the door, I'm sure. Okay. Chicken dinner prepared by Country Caterers. Okay, now, brief me on that. The Country Caterers, is that Rob Lill? Where is the Country Caterers? Where does it originate? I don't know for sure. I was thinking maybe it was Rob, the one that makes Riverside ice cream. I don't know. You might let me know. Country Caterers. Who's the head person at Country Caterers? All right. So tulips are in Holland. Lichens grows on tombstones, and Carhartt clothing on Carhartt Street. Now, there's another road Let me see. Oh, I'll tell you. Kensel Clutter lives on this road. I want you to name. Kensel Clutter just had his 100th birthday celebrated on Saturday. We were there, and oh, what a great time that was. So many of my friends, my farm friends were there, and of course Kensel was seated for 3 hours, and he couldn't move because all these people wanted to talk to him. And Terry Klein had been here when Kensel was on the air and took pictures of him and his buddies and had them printed out and gave me copies to give to Kensel. And they laid them all out on Kensel's table so people could see the broadcast of Kensel and his World War II buddies. So it was a great day. Kensel, like I say, sat for 3 hours talking to people. 100 years old. Oh, my. It's so great. I've known Kensel for so many years. And his kids, oh, boy. That was a great time. And now here's something else. For years, on this Sunday after Christmas, I would do the Christmas bird count with... here we go. Just a second. Yes, caller, go ahead.
Hey, Charlie.
Yes.
Yeah, you were just talking about celebration?
Yes.
Okay, celebration is a Quaker product, and it was made here in Marion at the old Quaker fruit plant down on West Center Street.
That's right. Quaker or Kennelration made in Marion, yeah. Okay. Okay, well, Bob, I'll put your name down for the drawing.
All right, thank you.
Okay, bye. Yeah, bye. Okay, our first name here, Bob Austin. Okay. Well, let me see. What else? Kennelration, yes, made in Marion. Oh, there's so many stories that goes along with that. So many people in Marion, still alive, of course, worked at Kennelration. And the cans... for Kennelration dog food were also made in Marion. And it was across the street where they were made and sent over to the plant where they were producing the food to go in those cans. It's Continental Can Company made the cans, and you could see them going over across the street to the Kennelration plant. And... Kennelration's not made in Marion. I don't know. Do they still make Kennelration? But here's the thing. The Kennelration was made out of horse meat. And in Marion, you would see truckloads of horses standing up looking so sad as they were on their way to the, you might say, slaughterhouse to become dog food. And then a lot of times they would have... you know, they couldn't handle all the horses at once, so they turned them loose in the corral. And a lot of kids from the neighborhood would jump up on those horses and ride them around. Yeah, that was, Kennelration was made from horse meat. And it was something, but to look at those trucks loaded with these horses that looked like they didn't know what was going to become of them, but they kind of looked sad because they were so old. A lot of them were Amish buggy horses that had been sold or given up because they were just too old to pull the buggy anymore. And so they became dog food. But that plant is long gone. But the sad part is that the Continental Can Company had a B-24, was it, or B-25 aircraft that they transported some of their higher-ups in. And it crashed, this one plane carrying their top officials crashed just east of Marion between Route 95 and 98 and buried itself in the ground. And, oh, that was, I think there were, what, 5 or 10 people in that? Killed maybe at least 5, and that was a horrible thing. But that kind of gives you an idea of kennel ration, the horses, and the tragedy that occurred. Quaker Oats owns, or did own, kennel ration. I don't know if they still, can you still buy kennel ration dog food? They left Marion, and I don't know if they continued on in some other city or not. But like I say, it was a kind of a sad ending for the horses and the men flying in that surplus World War II Army or Air Force plane. Okay, 10:58 is the time. Boy, the time is flying, or beginning to. And I still haven't found the origin of Alpo dog food. Like I say, the P.O. of Alpo stands for post office. But what's the A.L.? Okay, 10:59 we'll be setting aside here for a bit to bring about the news and whatever else is necessary, and then back on till noon today. So how are you all doing? Okay, so we have only one person to draw from, and okay, and let's see, what else do I have? Question.
You're line. Listening to WWGH Radio 107.1 FM, your place for politics. For Republican presidential nominee Donald Trump,
we welcome to these microphones Donald Trump. Donald, how are you?
God, how are you?
Doing very well. What a busy week for you, sir.
I have to tell you, I have not slept in days. I'm very, very excited. This is going to be a phenomenal, phenomenal convention, probably the biggest star-studded convention you've ever seen. We've got huge, huge stars. We've got Gary Busey, LaToya Jackson, Jose Canseco, some of the really, really big names from Celebrity Apprentice, and I think it really, really is.
Now, what do we have?